Welcome to Brood Insights, the podcast where everyday thoughts and perspectives can turn into profound revelations. I'm Joe. Grab your cup, find your favorite spot, and let's brew some insights together.
Hi, and welcome back. This episode is Life is Like the Ocean. I know that sounds goofy, but it's actually true. I sat thinking about writing something regarding anxiety because the world is constantly in a flux, in and out of a flux of anxiety. It's one of the reasons I became successful as a coach. I accidentally specialized in anxiety and I had no intention of doing so. But it did tell me something about life. It is filled with anxiety, stresses, and it fluxes and it goes up and down. And people do well, and then something happens and they're not doing well anymore. So what I'm talking about here is one minute it's calm and peaceful, and the waves gently rolling into the shore, bringing a sense of serenity and balance. Or at least just a peacefulness. Nothing's really wrong. Nothing's really right. Maybe it's just average. But it's just quiet. We find ourselves in moments like this where everything just feels okay. And we can breathe and enjoy the rhythm of life. But just as quickly, the ocean can turn into a raging storm. Suddenly comes out of nowhere. The waves crash with force, and the peaceful surface becomes turbulent and chaotic. In these moments, we might feel overwhelmed, like we're being tossed around by the powerful forces of life and its challenges. I've been there in and out many times in my life, and I've watched people close to me there in and out many times, and I experienced clients many times with that same rhythm. I didn't get to work with the clients when they were doing really well as often. I would have been nice to actually share those moments too. When life feels like a raging storm, take a minute and pause. Close your eyes, breathe deeply in and out, just like the waves rolling into the shore. Let each breath ground you, bringing you back to a place of inner calm and strength. Now, you're sitting there listening to me say that, and you're thinking, what? Give me a break. What the heck are you talking about? Everybody says that. It's not that easy. Blah, blah, blah. Right? Because I'm sitting here thinking that as well. One of the hardest things about being a coach for many years was actually trying to work with people to get them to understand that this too will pass and find the tools and the mechanisms within their mind, physically, mentally, and emotionally, literally at the same time. It's kind of a combination. You have to calm the body. And if you can calm the body, you can calm the thoughts, and then you can calm the emotions. It kind of works like that. It's a stepping stone stages thing. And you can't just sit there and say, oh, just breathe. Just breathe in deeply and relax. It doesn't quite work that way. But I will say this. Breathing, if you can focus for just 3 deep breaths, and nothing else, just focusing on taking 3 deep breaths. Now, let your mind really listen to me right now as I'm saying this. You take your mind and you focus on breathing. You want to breathe in? I'm going to breathe out. And you breathe in. And you breathe out. You give your mind, you give your body, you give your emotions a 3-second break from that tension and that stress that the body decides to hold. So when you're really upset about something, or the world is crashing around like a stormy, raging ocean, or maybe your boss is crashing around like a stormy, raging ocean, and you're walking around tense, waiting for the bomb to drop. What's happening? Your physical body is in anxiety first, is it? The mind does something, the body does something right away, literally right away on top of what the mind does. And then the emotions just create that storm that holds you physically in that place. And it's about taking the body and physically relaxing the body. It's not really 100% about clearing the mind. You want to help the mind clear by releasing the tension in the body. This is why the work that I did for so long actually was helpful for a lot of people. At first, I didn't see it entirely, what I had started to do. And then I changed my work into something very different. It wasn't just hypnosis. I studied hypnotherapy because I really loved the subconscious mind and how it's really affecting in our lives. And that's a whole other podcast. But while I was working with clients, I saw what would happen is everybody would come in and they would talk to me and then get comfortable, and then they would be able to dump and dump and dump and dump. And while they were dumping their thoughts and feelings and experiences, they would get anxious and tense. And I would too sometimes for them. My heart was very emotionally connected. And so I would find myself being tense, and I thought, oh, wow, every time I need to let my body go right now because I'm not helping their tension. So I would find the opportunity to breathe and release that tension that I was feeling for them, the stress and anxiety for them. You feel it too. And they would release. And I started to see, wow, this is the body thing. And that's why I turned my business more into meditative mind mentoring as opposed to hypnosis, because it wasn't really about slamming somebody into a hypnotic state and saying change. It was about letting them release the thoughts and the feelings and then sitting down and calming the body enough that the mind would let go, and then I could make very subtle, gentle suggestions that they already wanted and already agreed about the changes that they desired. And you can do this on your own by literally focusing on the body first. And that's why stopping 3 seconds. I always say this, don't try to breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe. Just try to breathe 3 times deeply and see what happens. If you can do that, you can reset. Maybe you go take a walk and you breathe deeply for 3 deep breaths. You walk around the room. Move the body. Do something with the body. The mind will start to let go of those crappy thoughts that are like thundering waves that create storms inside, physically, mentally, emotionally. Now, why I said, you guys are laughing at me thinking, whatever, you guys all say this crap. And why I still say it's a little bit crap to just say breathe, even though I'm saying breathe. What I'm telling you is the key is release the body. There's a difference. I started to write this thinking I'm going to write this. And then I thought, no, I'm going to just talk about this because this correlates to what happened to me where I was in a state of tranquility in my life. I was good. I was happy. Sure, I could have used a heck of a lot more money. Who can't? My life was going good. I had my business was going good. My family was good. My marriage was good. And then all of a sudden, a storm came and sideswiped me into complete chaos, like nothing I had ever been in my entire life. I'm talking about this in this podcast because I want to share. I don't want to just talk to you and have you not understand that I actually know firsthand. And it did. My life got knocked right off its kilter. That storm took me out. And it took me out for a long time. I didn't think it was going to pass. I was stuck in a state of complete anxiety. Heightened anxiety, PTS, for a number of years. And it took me by surprise. I was a coach. I was really good at what I did. I was very comfortable and confident in myself. And it wasn't the coaching that made me that way. I just grew that way from life experiences that I allowed to teach me that I can overcome things. I am strong. And I never expected to be thrown right off the mountain. That's what it felt like. He just tossed me off a cliff and I'm falling and falling and falling. And I don't know what the heck's going to happen when I land. I'm speaking about anxiety because it does that. It is like a storm that whips you up into something sometimes. And it has multiple levels. It's like storms. There's rainy days that are really rainy. And then there's hurricanes and tornadoes and things that flood towns and cities. And that's what PTSD and heightened anxiety is like. It's like one of those hurricanes flooding your entire world. And it's painful and it's damaging. And in those moments, you want to punch somebody that says to you, just freeze. I'm telling you that firsthand because I was trying to tell myself to breathe. And I felt like punching myself sometimes going, there's no way I can breathe. What are you talking about? It's just not going to happen. But I found little moments to be able to do that. And I had to focus hard and I had to make decisions daily to try to find that peace, find moments of peace, moments, little moments where my mind wasn't spinning in circles and or I was just numb from pain of the anxiety and the fears and the doubts because it creates this horrible thing inside. I just want to be truthful about it. I don't want to misrepresent that find peace of mind thing. It's not as easy as the books say and all the coaches, including myself, say. It's not as easy. And it takes practice. And sometimes it does take someone like a coach or a mentor to help you kind of believe in yourself to get through. I wrote about it in my book, Anxiety Mindset Diaries, for the reason of sharing that mental state and showing people you can get through. Because you see in that book how bad it was for me, and I'm through. I'm through it. I'm literally through it. I can tell you 100 things about why. Time, the right situations, the right environment, and the right support helps you get through that. So as I talk about life being like a storm, sometimes you have to find the lighthouse and get to the shore and get some help. Yeah? Or tie the boat down and get off the boat for a while. If it's an environment that is causing you anxiety, then maybe it's time to step away from that environment for a short amount of time, so that the body can start to relax and the mind can start to think and problem solve, because that's what we are. We're human beings that think and learn and grow and create and build and discover and evolve. You have to let your mind be able to do that, problem solve your situation. So find a coach or a mentor. Also, somebody in your life that listens and lets you share those moments in peace and without judgment and says, you can get through this. You are strong enough. And I'm telling you right now, you are strong enough. Really think about this. Remember, storms do pass. They leave sometimes some serious destruction that needs to be reconstructed or cleaned up. And that's just like our minds and our lives and our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions. Sometimes we got to clean them up and restructure them, just like the ocean. It always returns to a peaceful state, and so will you. Thanks for joining me. It was completely not scripted. Sorry. I like being more raw and honest. I hope this podcast brought you a sense of peace and perspective. Remember, just three short breaths. Practice. It's something to learn, like riding a bike. Make it something that naturally happens and helps you.
That's it for now. See you soon.